So this tour is just wonderful, and it's one of many available at New Orleans Historical. So talk a little bit about that effort, Molly, and how it got started.
Sure, I'm happy to. So currently, New Orleans Historical is a collaboration between the Midlow Center at UNO and the Communications Department at Tulane. Mm-hmm. But it really started with the late Michael Mazel Nelson.
Yes.
Working with Vicki Mayer at Tulane, and I still work with Vicki now, collaborating with that. And we have a managing editor, Catherine O'Dwyer, who worked closely with Michael to put this particular tour together. But it's conceived of as a site-specific digital tour site for New Orleans history. It contains research from students, from community partners, from writers like Michael. It's a really open site that wants to bring research related to New Orleans to the public in an exciting and compelling way.
And it does.
Thank you. What I love about it is that it meets people where they are, which is they are on their phones.
Right.
It does not require them to to do anything more than get on their phone to take a tour, a walking tour, or just really to see what historical sites are around them, wherever they are. If they've got their location services on, they can see what's around them.
So talk a little bit about George Harriman and why his life is so uniquely suited to something like this, because it is.
It is, especially the first 10 years of his life, which is really what the tour covers, is his family, the three generations preceding him, and then the first 10 years of his life. But in Crazy Cat, this comic that ran in the Hearst newspapers from 1910 to 1944, among all the things that Harriman was doing, was a really interesting commentary you can pull out about his experiences on the sort of shifting landscape of race in early 20th century America. He was born to a Creole of color, mixed race, free people of color, FPC was their designation in the early records. But he was born to the Harriman family in 1880 in Treme. And within 10 years, as the gains, the short-term gains, many of them in Reconstruction, were giving way to the Jim Crow era, and family friends were losing lawsuits to keep schools integrated, and passes were required to go from the family tailor shop on Royal Street to their home on Villeray Street and in Treme. Once things started to go south for them, they moved to Los Angeles, and there they passed as white. They self-identified as white, a decision that I can only kind of imagine the pain they went through in doing so and really dividing their family that way.
And talk a little bit, Michael, about the video and musical elements of your tour, which are so much fun.
So great.
Yeah, I created a book trailer for the tour originally. And then about a year ago, I got a hold of my friend Ben Schenck with Panorama Jazz Band. Whenever Crazy Cat is hit on the head by a brick, Crazy Cat sings this song, There's a Happy Land Far, Far Away, which is an old song that Harriman adapted and used an old sort of vaudeville version of for the comic strip. So Ben was really into the idea of creating a new version of that song with John Butte, George Harriman's cousin.
Right.
And one of our favorite singers in the world, was very happy to add his voice as Crazy Cat to the song. I put that song on the Chassé family home site, which is one of the best houses that young Harriman would have been hanging out at, as far as houses that are still standing. It's a beautiful house. So that was John Butte's family house, the Chassés. You have to go to the tour to find out the whole Chassé-Harriman complicated and fascinating connection. Yeah. So I was very happy to put John's song right where we talked about John and the Butte's and the Chassés on the site of the family home.
There's a happy land far, far away, where they have some ham and eggs several times a day. Hear them bodies yell when they hear that kitchen bell. They're gonna give the landlord hell several times a day.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.